Windy conditions and colder temperatures have pushed through a big part of the western Corn Belt this morning, and we're going to see that process continuing to push southward and eastward as we go through the rest of the day today and overnight tonight. Temperatures this morning in the northwestern U.S. plains were in the negative teens. In fact, one report of an extreme of minus 20 was noted just shortly before dawn. Temperatures in the Dakotas are in the positive and negative single digits this morning, and all that cold air is going to be plummeting to the south and reaching into portions of Nebraska by the time we get into Saturday morning. And we're expecting to see the cold also overspread the rest of the Midwest. Many areas will see low temperatures in the teens and 20s as we get into the weekend, with a couple of readings certainly in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt in the single digits, both positive and negative single digits, in fact. And it wouldn't surprise me at all to see some locations in eastern North Dakota or western Minnesota in the negative teens on Saturday morning, because the center of the high pressure system is going to be settled right over that region, and that's where the greatest cooling is likely to take place. Well, we have a little bit of snow falling and some breezy conditions occurring across the western Corn Belt this morning, but the snow event is nowhere near what was advertised earlier in the week. That may leave a few wheat fields a little bit vulnerable to some crop damage across parts of the central plains and the minor producing areas in the western Corn Belt, but we don't expect to see any kind of real widespread significant damage to take place. Wind speeds this morning are sustained at about 20 to 25 miles per hour out of the north, and some gusts getting upwards to 30 miles an hour. In the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, it's not nearly as cold, and the winds are relatively light. Temperatures are actually rather balmy this morning in the eastern Midwest, with a lot of temperatures already in the 40s. We're expecting the temperatures to stay steady or actually warm a little bit as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, they will largely be in the 50s and some 60s in the south, with some 40s still continuing in the north. The majority of the temperatures across the Midwest will be notably colder as we get into the weekend. At that point, we'll likely see high temperatures confined to the teens and 20s across the northwest and 20s and 30s in the southeast, with lows at night in the southeast obviously dropping down into some teens and 20s as well. Well, we'll expect to see the precipitation reduced across the Midwest after the cold air settles into the region, but we do expect to see rain and snow occur across portions of the region today. Most of the precipitation will be light, with the exception of the region from southeastern Missouri and parts of the Delta into the Indiana and Ohio corridor, that region where we could see some quarter to three quarters of an inch amounts of moisture occurring in that region, mostly in the form of rain, and a few stronger thunderstorms may occur in a part of that region. The precipitation will shift on out of the region very quickly. Tomorrow morning, we'll likely see drier weather. In fact, the rest of next week, as well as the late weekend, we'll probably not see much in the way of significant precipitation across the Midwest, with the only exception being downwind from Lake Michigan and Lake Erie, where we'll likely see lake effect snows occurring periodically. The temperatures will begin to warm up again early next week across the Midwest, but we're certainly not going to get back into a unusually warm bias anytime soon. Most likely the temperatures will be near to slightly below average periodically as we move through the majority of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.